Hello, everybody. A little side note at the beginning of this episode is this conversation was supposed to be about Xbox One, and it completely did not stay on subject. And at first, I was going to, like, not post it, maybe apologize or something like that, but no, this is, like, a real conversation. And so I figured I'm going to make sure I try to edit out as many problems, because I've had a lot of technical difficulties, but this is, like, a really good conversation, so please listen and enjoy. Thanks.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Colinocito in This Tip. It's your boy, Colinocito, and I'm here right now with my boy, my guest commentator right now, Brandon. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, boss. How are you?
All right, go ahead and give everybody your gamer tag right real quick.
All right, so if anybody out there that have an Xbox One, my gamer tag is Virgate Muscle. That's VirgateMussel, number 7. That's Virgate Muscle. Number 7, 07. Go ahead and add me. And hey, hit me up in the chat.
Hey, real talk, I'm just being honest. If you're playing Streets of Rage 4, this is kind of the guy you want in those streets. I'm just saying, just going to put that out there real quick.
So, speaking of that, it's funny. I actually got further along in my normal mode, by the way.
wait, what?
Yeah, I got further along in my normal mode. I think I'm on stage 10, if I'm not mistaken.
You know what? I know this is probably going to make me sound like a chump. I don't care. I actually did not play without you. I just didn't do it. I was like, I refuse.
Dude, it's funny because my friend jumped on because I was even going to play. And he was like, hey, you want to play Raid? I was like, sure, why not? And me and him actually got pretty farther along. Let me tell you something. I played that crap. I beat it on easy. Mm-hmm. That is not easy. I don't care what nobody says. Kiss my left butt cheek. I don't care what nobody says. That game, even on easy mode, that crap gave me such a challenge, especially near the end.
You
like,
know,
God, this is, but it's definitely.
This is a great introduction into what today's episode is going to be about. This episode right now is about the Xbox One. We're going to talk about some games. We're going to talk about some retro stuff. And in the end, we're going to talk about Xbox Series X. And we're going to deep dive into this real quick. But I got to say something. I got to put this out, okay? Mm-hmm. Did you hear about Madden 20 tournament?
Nope. What's up? What about it?
So this guy named Joker, that's his gamer tag, whatever. He went ahead, he won $65,000 on the Madden 20 Championship Bowl. Now, this is how they did it. They went on ahead and they let him, you go through the draft, you draft your people, and then you go on ahead and you play different people until you get to the bowl, right?
Right.
This dude didn't even draft a quarterback. He drafted a punter and put him as the quarterback.
Wow.
He beat everybody without throwing a pass. And then he beat the last guy for the bowl. He won 17-0. He swept him. He swept the entire tournament.
So he must have ran. He must have ran the whole game.
He ran the whole game. He ran the entire game. And here's the thing. Now, I've said this, I think, in my second episode. I got an episode where it says why I don't like Madden. And I got to make a correction real quick. I'm just going to be real quick with this. Okay, I'm sorry. I said in my second episode, I didn't buy Madden 20 because I bought Madden 19. What I meant to say was I bought Madden 19 brand new when it first came out. I didn't buy Madden 20 because when Madden 20 came out, that's when I started hearing people talking about, well, hey, look, yeah, I was doing a replay for one of my plays, and I saw something in the background in the stands, and I zoomed in, and it said EA Sports is in the game, Madden 19. I didn't buy Madden 20 because Madden 20 is still Madden 19. The only graphic improvement is to everybody on the field. That's it.
And the sad part about it is I bought Madden 20 just because it was on sale. And I have to agree, this is one of the reasons why, honestly, I don't really get into Madden all that much. I'm not really into the Madden hype. It's because Madden really doesn't Madden doesn't change. Though I would say the last few years, Madden really hasn't changed much. If everybody know EA, EA is all about the money. That's pretty much all it is. That's pretty much it. It's all about the money. And but yeah, Madden 20. I played the legacy mode, and it was fun. The first year, I didn't realize it was actual. You playing like the actual trying to get a Hall of Fame career. And like I got drafted to the Oakland Raiders, and I went undefeated. I went completely undefeated that first season. I tell you, it was not easy, but I managed to go undefeated that first year. So I'm thinking, okay, cool. I'm gonna simulate. That thing said 5 years. I said 5 years. Okay, cool, not a problem. No, they simulated game by game. But 5 years. I was like, you know what? Yeah, game over. I win. I can't do this anymore. Hey, like,
I'm just saying some of the things that I've seen in that, it doesn't work. But anyway, there's an error in the game that EA didn't fix. I'm pretty sure this dude exploited it. If you keep hitting audible so many times, let's say you got a play, you got a run play. It goes to the left or it goes to the right. Let's say it goes to the left, right? So you go on ahead and you do that, and Okay, Fireflies, but I'm recording. I'm recording. So if you audible so many times, let's say you got a play going to the right. You audible so many times, you're going to make the other person, if you're playing with somebody else, it doesn't matter if they're beside you, it doesn't matter if they're online. You audible a certain way so many times, the computer will get confused and it will automatically default the other way. So your play is going to the right. You just keep doing the audible until you go back to your play. The entire defensive line will run to the left of your offensive line, leaving your person open.
And oh, my God.
The dude did. He did the exploit. He beat everybody. That's why he didn't have to throw a pass, because he made everybody that he played, he made the defensive line run the other way. He didn't have to throw a pass. That's an exploit in Madden 20 that has been there. People been complaining about it. There's videos that show it and prove it. And EA didn't do anything. And this dude won. And it's like, oh, he didn't cheat. Yeah, that's called cheating. He knew the
exploit. Yeah, cheating.
So with that being said, right now, let's get into these games. Can you give us a short summary of some of the games that you have gotten?
Okay, I'll give you the short
version. Five. Top five.
Just the name of people. Top what?
Top five.
Top five. Okay, Red Dead Redemption 2. Gears 5. I just recently upgraded to the Mafia 3 Definitive Edition. Let's see. Sleeper Dogs Definitive Edition. And of course, Streets of Rage 4. Just to name a few.
All right, now just to tell you, you do know what Sleeping Dogs really is, right?
Not really, but you're going to tell me anyway.
It's true crime. Remember True Crime Streets of L.A.?
You know what?
Yeah, it was True Crime Streets of L.A. Then they did True Crime Streets of New York, which for some reason had Snoop Dogg.
No, Snoop Dogg was in L.A.
So it was True Crime Streets of New York. Then it was True Crime Streets of L.A.
Right.
And then it was supposed to be True Crime. It was supposed to be True Crime Shanghai. And
really?
Yeah, and the game got canceled. The title got bought, and they came out with Sleeping Dogs. See, and that happens a lot because, you know, Red Dead Redemption, the same thing happened.
Because it was Red Dead Revolver.
No,
back in the day.
No, well, it's still made by the same people. What happened was a company was making the game, and I forgot which company was making it, and then somebody else came out with the game Gun.
I do remember Gun.
So when so when
I do remember Gun
came out, that company was like,
and it played just like. And it played this like Red Dead Revolver, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they said, forget it. We're not doing it no more. So they sold what they had because they were already like 60, 70% done. So they sold the work so they could pay the people and make a profit off of it. And they turned it, Rockstar turned it into Red Dead Revolver. They changed the name and everything. They kept working on it. They still released the game. So, and it's sad too because Red Dead Revolver is not backwards compatible. And if if you want to know what happens to the main character, you have to play Red Dead Revolver, because Red Dead Revolver,
which is,
it's the last game. It's the first game, but it's now the last game.
Mm-hmm.
Because Red Dead Redemption is
the, which, by the way, that was a good game. By the way, it was a really good game. Really, really, really good game.
I have it actually. I have the hard copy backwards compatible version.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I got it. So,
because I had the PlayStation, I had it for PlayStation 2, and like I said, it was, yeah, that was all I could think about, honestly. Now that I think back on it, I could just think about the very last level when you got everybody and mama trying to
wait. I didn't beat it. I'm still
what? Wait,
I'm working on it. Because I'm telling you, think about it. I have over 300 games. What games have I beaten?
Especially
right now. Right now, I mean, I have beaten games. Don't get me wrong. Like, I beat Shantae, you know?
Which I'm still struggling on.
Okay, see, so I'm not going to tell you nothing about that because I beat it.
I mean, I would. You could help me out.
Oh yeah,
I'll
help you out because I got two secret things. So, because
I found the mermaid blast on accident. I found the mermaid blast on accident. I just got to find the poster. That's about it. And I'm
I went back. I went back on that game repeatedly. But with that being said, let's go on ahead and let's jump into this retro real quick. Talk to me about River City Ransom, because the game was already released prior, like years ago. It was already released on Xbox One. But did you get that version or you got this newer version?
I believe I do have the newer version. Yes, I have the newer version of River City Ransom. For those of you that don't know what River City Ransom is, it is a classic Nintendo beat 'em up. It's done in RPG style.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a beat 'em up, but it has like RPG elements, and it is a really fun game. It is a very challenging game. What I like to label as Nintendo hard. All of my retro players know what Nintendo hard is. I'll get into that a little bit later. But River City Ransom is just a story of two brothers, and one of them, their girlfriend, get kidnapped. And you just got to, you have to save your girlfriend. So yeah, like I said, it does have like an RPG element into it. Like you beat up guys, you collect coins, and you use the coins to go around, and you buy all types of stuff like books and like trinkets and other items to help boost up your stats and things like that. But like I said, it's a really, really fun game. Like I said, very challenging. It is a two-player game. I do highly recommend getting two players to play it. It will be a lot easier, mm-hmm. Not by much, but a lot easier to play. But yeah, River City Ransom, man, that's a classic. It is on Xbox One. It is in the store. I believe it's like
$4.99.
Yeah, it's $4.99. So it's a steal. So hey, anybody out there, if you want to try it out, definitely get it. Definitely add it to your
cart. I gotta say this: River City Ransom has the same storyline as the first Double Dragon, except without the stupidity. Because let's be honest, in the Double Dragon, if you're playing two player mode, you have to fight player two. Player one and player two fight for the girl, Maria, which is stupid. Like,
I never beat the first dragon, Double Dragon, so I never.
I did because me and Manuel had to play it, and so it's like we had to fight each other. And I was like, man, I ain't trying to fight you. We just cut the game off.
I beat the game. Yeah, I'm done. Like,
put my controller down and he beat me up. I was like, I ain't doing this. I ain't gonna fight my brother for no chick. I don't even have a real life. What are you talking about? Let's go back and use that phrase, Nintendo hard. Let me tell you how hard Nintendo was back in the day. Double Dragon 1, girl gets punched in the gut, picked up, and they carry her away, right?
Yep,
Yeah, beginning of Double Dragon 2, she's standing on the street, some guys walk up, they shoot her in the head and walk away.
Are you...
Double Dragon 2 completely eradicates the reasoning for the ending of Double Dragon 1. Why would you fight your own twin brother for this girl when in the second game she gets killed? Which really means this. What was Maria doing?
She must have been into some real...
What were you doing to get punched in the gut and taken away? And then after that, you just got shot. So... Double Dragon 2, the Lee twins are out for revenge for the death of Maria. So, and I'm not gonna lie to y'all, I don't even know about Double Dragon 3.
Yeah, so you mean tell me y'all fought for the girl, just get shot, and now y'all want revenge.
That's crazy. God. So,
Nintendo.
Job, actually, it was Technos. Technos of Japan made Double Dragon. It got brought up into a whole Trade West thing, and so that's where we get the whole Balto's Double Dragon and all that junk.
Remember that.
Yeah, so now that we've got that out the way, what we're going to talk about right now is this. So all the games, how many games have you gotten, like number-wise? How many games have you gotten, like, let's say the last month?
I'll probably say about maybe 7 or 8 games.
Okay, so since the beginning of this coronavirus epidemic, how many games have you gotten?
Altogether? Yes. Downloading-wise, I got 35 games. Hard copies, I got about 6.
All right, so basically 40-something games. All right, now everybody out there, this is what I'm talking about. Like I said, there's no fanboy service here on my show. We don't play that mess, all right? So if you want to know what the next system is that you should buy, if you got all the systems now, you might as well just buy all the next systems. I don't care what you think, which one's better. Nobody cares. If you already bought all of them, then buy all of them, whatever. If you're an Xbox person like me, like you just heard what he said, got like 40 games. So he can play those games right now. And when the Series X comes out, all those games are going to play on Series X. That's already 40 games. Have you beat all 40 of those games?
No. I think I beat one.
Exactly. Like, look at me. Look at me. I'll say what I got. I got Resident Evil Raccoon City Edition. So that's Resident Evil 2, 3, and the extra game that they got that plays like Friday the 13th. All right.
Okay.
I got that game Agony, which I wish I never bought it. It was like $2.99, and I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna get it because it's $3. I'm gonna buy it. I should have never bought that game because I never thought I would play an erotic, like, horror game. That's kind of sick. I don't play that. I don't even watch. No, forget that mess. I'm just.
To know better. It was $2.99. Your red flash should have
won
up $2.99.
Graphics do look good. I'm just gonna say it. The graphics look good, but at the same time, you know, nobody's trying to watch a horror movie on Pornhub. I'm just gonna. That's my best description of that game. Yeah.
Good night.
No.
Yeah, that is.
I said, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order Deluxe Edition. I've got Mortal Kombat 11. Aftermath. Oh, I was about to destroy you. That's right. I got Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 pre-order.
I got to jump on that, too. Look, when I saw that, man, I got excited.
Let's be honest, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 was perfect. Pro Skater 2, not so good because they added this funny element called gravity. It was like, I'm hitting the ground faster. And then Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3, it was kind of like real life gravity. Like, you are not pulling off any of these tricks, but we're going to throw more cars, more cities, places. And that's why they only did 1 and 2 and they didn't do 3. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3, 4, all that. Ugh.
And then my personal favorite was the first Underground.
Yes.
Love it. Beat it.
Yes, you know what, and a lot of those extreme games that came out were, they were really good. Like, I remember I had Dave Mara BMX.
Oh, dude, that was awesome. Yes. Very underrated, by the way.
One that was actually good, but a lot of people, it got overlooked because of what the advertising was BMX Triple X or something like that, which was unedited. Yeah, like the PlayStation 2 version was, but the GameCube version wasn't for some reason. It was like, what? Like the GameCube version even had a stamp to say keep it dirty. I was like, what?
Side note. That's crazy. Side note. For those of you that don't understand, GameCube was a very, very underrated console.
We're going to deal with that generation. Okay, listen real quick. Dreamcast. Because the generation we're talking about right now is the 128-bit generation. Okay? Because Nintendo went ahead and was like, hey, forget this. The 32-bit generation was Sega Saturn and PlayStation. Atari Jaguar. Nintendo said forget because they went through the bad blood with Sony. And they just went straight 64. Nintendo skipped 32 bits. They went to 64. The end of the Nintendo's life cycle. The end of Nintendo's life cycle was 128 bits. And believe it or not, this is sad. The end of the Sega Saturn's life cycle. Why I keep saying lifestyle? This ain't a condom. The end of I don't know, man. That life cycle ended in the United States back in the end of 1997 or beginning of 97.
Sega Saturn in the United States got a bad rap. Got a very bad rap. The marketing was not that great. It really wasn't. Like I talked to a friend of mine, all the consoles that he will buy, he will always buy the Japanese consoles because, of course, the Japanese always had better games. They had way better games than we ever did. And from we're talking about from the very first console to now, you're talking about Japan got games that America would wish we had that game, right? You know, we know the reasons for all that, you know, features and censorships and
but all of the good stuff. I mean, on one hand we do, but on another hand we don't, because let's be honest, Sonic Adventure, Sega Dreamcast, enough said. That thing, when I had the camera got stuck on the coins, it got stuck on the roof of buildings, it got stuck on trees. Sonic was like in game 2 miles out. The screen, the only reason you know you jumping is because the screen was going slightly up and down. You couldn't see where you were. And America got a better version.
Yep, they did. We definitely did. And that's another thing. Dreamcast, man, just Sega had a home run with that. You know, a lot of parties that you didn't have.
Well, to be honest, the only reason that Sega failed was they got scared. Oh, excuse me. Good night. Came out of nowhere. Sorry.
Good night.
Excuse me. But Sega, the Dreamcast failed because of one game and one game only. And this is really sad to say. The Dreamcast failed because of Devil May Cry. Yeah, Capcom went ahead and they had the. Remember, Capcom had that little ad coming out where there was like, every game is coming out on Dreamcast. We promise. Every Capcom game. Well,
I do remember that.
It had the sticker on the games. But the thing is, if you got a game that said that and you really looked at it, it said fighting games. So when and I think that was BS, because there was a game that came out called Cannon Spike. And Cannon Spike had a bunch of different Capcom characters. I know this because I had it. Me and Mel had it. And so you were able to play as some of the characters from Ghost and Goblins, Commando. It was a shooter. It wasn't a fighting game. It was a shooter. It was like a top-down shooter and turned to a side shooter. It was just a shooting game. And it was kind of lame. I'm not even gonna lie.
He said it was kind of
but
lame.
Then when the PlayStation 2 came out, they showed Devil May Cry and Sega got mad and they were like, hey, you said that every game was going to come out, and Capcom was like, yeah, we did, but we meant fighting game. That's why y'all got all the fighting games. Like, there was games that was never going to come out in the United States that came out on the Dreamcast, like Star Gladiator, Rival School, Power Stone. All three of those games were not slated to come out in the United States. Yeah. But because Sega was like, we're going to push this, we're going to push these games.
Right.
You know, and so those games came out. But check this out. Sega got scared, but listen to the power. This is all processor speed for the 128-bit generation. You ready? Dreamcast, 200 megahertz. Mm-hmm. PlayStation 2, 214 megahertz. GameCube, 438 megahertz. And then Xbox, 750 megahertz. And it's things like that that really upset me, because you hear things like that and then you wonder, well, why was Resident Evil 4 Special Edition for PlayStation 2 that had way more stuff than the GameCube version, but the GameCube was more powerful? And it's like, why? And it's like, if you put the game side by side on the same TV, you realize that the PlayStation 2 did not have the same color palette as GameCube. GameCube was more colorful and it played faster than the PlayStation 2 version.
Well, because it wasn't Nintendo. I think it was just all
the. I think it's because of the side disc.
You know.
Because remember, the GameCube used. GameCube used mini disc, whereas PlayStation 2. It had three different formats. It had CD-ROM, DVD, and their own DVD, which was actually the original Blu-ray. And they didn't even call it Blu-ray at the time.
No, they didn't. So they were kind of ahead of the game.
And that, everybody, is the end of this episode. I know it was kind of abrupt, but I just want to say this real quick. This is exactly how conversations are supposed to go. This is how they really go. Y'all know what I'm talking about when you're talking about gaming with somebody else. You just don't talk about one game or one certain thing. Like, you talk about the whole broad spectrum. Now, a lot of podcasts are scripted and things like that, but this one episode, we just went completely off the rails with it. And I had like some slight technical difficulties, which is why I'm not finished, but I'm still switching over to my new setup to prevent this whole like talking over people and things like that. But really, I really enjoyed this conversation. I'm definitely gonna have more podcasts like this. It's gonna be an actual real conversation and not anything scripted, because sometimes scripts can just be boring. You can tell people they're trying to like get their words together and stuff. Now I want it raw and unfiltered. But again, thank you for tuning in. This is Coolino Cito and this tip, and thank you so much. Take care, stay safe, goodbye.